Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, back with us. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
I also want to tell folks you're going to be on the roundtable panel later this morning, beginning at 9 a.m., and you can tune in then to hear more of Judy's thoughts on the news of the day. But let's start with what's in the paper. And we've already reported on this once this morning, and that has to do with the opponents of the Constitution pipeline out in force yesterday.
Indeed, more than 100 people joined this protest at the State Department of Environmental Conservation offices in Albany. They called it an emergency press event to pressure the state, DEC, and the governor to bring a halt to this Constitution pipeline project. This is a 24-mile-long pipeline. It received federal approval in December, paving the way for the use of eminent domain to seize rights of way where landowners were not willing to negotiate. Organizers of the protest expect the decision to come any day now. The Constitution Pipeline would carry gas from the Marcellus Shale in Pennsylvania north through four New York counties and connect with an existing pipeline system in the Schoharie County town of Wright. Opponents argue that the intention of the project is not to supply local gas, although Constitution does promise some local connections along the way, but instead to export gas to foreign markets. In addition to the lack of local benefit and the use of eminent domain, opponents say the project will mean the destruction of more than 1,000 acres of forest and farmland, the raising of more than 700,000 trees, and crossing 277 waterways. Glenn Sanders of Schoharie has joined some Schoharie County leaders to lobby for a state moratorium on all natural gas infrastructure development and for the state to conduct a study like they did with hydrofracking. State, as you remember, banned hydrofracking earlier this year. We talked to the Constitution Pipeline spokesman. He noted that New York's 2015 energy plan calls for a 32% increase in natural gas use over the next decade, most of which will have to come from out of state and therefore require this kind of pipeline expansion. He said the state's heavy dependence on natural gas has brought significant environmental benefits, specifically the reduction in power plant emission rates from 2000 to 2014, thanks to the increased use of natural gas.
We will obviously continue to follow the issue as it develops. We've been speaking with Judy Patrick. She is the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on this or other stories in the paper today, head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thank you.
Thanks, David.